And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Tennessee immigrant rights advocates are reacting angrily to President Donald Trump's decision this week to further reduce the number of refugees the U.S. will accept. Trump Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Tuesday that the U.S. will accept 30,000 refugees in 2019. That's down from a target of 45,000 admissions this year. That's half what the Obama administration accepted in 2016. The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition is the state's largest immigrant advocacy group. Spokesperson Judith Claire June tells WMOT they plan to fight the reduction.
Refugees are part of the fabric and essence of this country. And this is a really shameful decision and a departure from the legacy of this country that the administration is doing.
Claire June says there are Tennessee immigrants who have relatives living in refugee camps all around the world. She says those families are saddened and disappointed by the reduced admissions because it will now take longer to get family members into the U.S. Franklin Republican Glenn Cassidy is the current majority leader in the Tennessee House. Cassidy recently put his hat in the ring to be the next House Speaker. Rep. Cassidy applauds the president's decision. He argues that the U.S. should be admitting doctors, lawyers, and engineers.
The goal of immigration is to bring in enough that contributes to society, number one, and number two, integrated into becoming Americans, not hyphenated Americans.
Cassidy says there's precedent in U.S. history for reducing or even halting immigration when the nation is under threat. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.